Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Fox Bricker Studios, a LEGO podcast. And today I am going to be talking about the set rumors for LEGO Star Wars Summer 2022 sets. And this is going to be pretty fun, definitely an awesome looking wave. But yeah, we'll be looking at this stuff. If you want to check the link or in the description or show notes, you can see I have a link to the M&R Productions video about, you know, the summer sets and things like that if you want to watch those videos. But yeah, so yeah, I guess we'll be talking about that today. And yeah, let's get into the episode. All right, so first of all, these are going to be, you know, the sets that are confirmed for this year, this summer wave. So first of all, I guess we'll be going in set order. But first of all, we have confirmed set 75323, Cad Bane's Justifier. This will be retailing for $160. It will have 1,022 pieces and 5 minifigures. And so we're getting a few different minifigures, I think 5. Well, yeah, I think I just said that. But anyway, so we're going to get Cad Bane, which will be pretty cool. We'll have to see, you know, if they do, like, the Clone Wars style, or if they just do the regular style. Then there will be Toto 360, which is the droid Omega, and then we're going to have Fennec Shand and the Bad Batch member Hunter. And a little surprising that they're not putting any Kaminoans in this set, because we're getting, you know, a Kaminoan mold later in another set, so you'd think they'd, like, put it in this set, but I guess not. But I'm fine with that, because, you know, I can always use another Hunter. I mean, he's a pretty cool clone, and yeah. So this is going to, basically the pictures, or not, we didn't get pictures as far as I remember, but, the seller that, you know, I guess, like, gave us this information, like, as far as, you know, like, the summer sets, said it's very large, similar to the size of the Millennium Falcon, which is pretty large, and like M&R Productions was saying, it's hard to imagine, like, you know, it'd have to be, like, really big to be, like, to be able to, you know, fit that price range and the piece count and be as large as the Millennium Falcon. I mean, it's pretty big, but, yeah, we'll have to see. I guess it's also gonna have, like, some cargo pieces that, you can put in it, which is also cool. Next, we have, I don't think I got the set number for this, but this is the 4 Plus Juniors AT-ST, 87 pieces for $30. Honestly, I think this is gonna be pretty cool, because I wasn't, like, super, you know, I don't really like the junior sets, but the one thing I do like about the junior sets is they always come with good minifigures, like, for the price. This set is going to come, it's an Endor AT-ST, so it comes with Wicket, which is one of the Ewoks, a Scout Trooper, and an AT-ST driver. And based on that figure selection, I think I'm definitely going to get it if I have enough money for it, because, I don't know, it's just, those are really good minifigures to get for a good price, you know, because I don't have any Ewoks. I guess I just got the Razor Crest as a gift, but, you know, that only has one Scout Trooper, and I don't have an AT-ST driver either, so that's pretty cool, so, to get those minifigures. And then it's also gonna come with, like, you know, the Junior's Imperial Speeder Bike style, kind of like in the Snow Speeder set we got, and a small tree with a catapult, so that's pretty fun. It's kind of like a, you know, it has, like, a, kind of like what they were doing, like, with the, those play sets that they had. It was, like, you know, the ones that had, like, the spring-loaded shooters, and you, like, blast the little targets. Seems almost kind of like that, you know, it's not, like, quite the same, but it has, like, the little battle-type thing, so that's pretty cool. Definitely, I wouldn't really get it for the AT-ST, but, yeah, anyway, but good minifigures, probably a good build, and pretty excited about that. Alright, set 75333, this will be retailing for $30, and it'll have 282 pieces, Obi-Wan's Starfighter, and this is awesome. So the seller said it's going to be very similar to the 2017 Starfighter with hyperdrive, you know, just without the hyperdrive ring, which is going to be pretty cool. And then it'll come with some minifigures, Obi-Wan, Tan Wee, which is one of the Kaminoans, and R4, And this is pretty cool because Tanui is apparently, like, a real minifigure. Because I know that there's also, like, the possibility that it was going to be, like, a mini doll. But it's going to be, like, a real minifigure with, like, a new head mold and the minifigure skirt piece, like, with the Leia from the Luke's X-Wing Starfighter. Which is going to be pretty cool. Definitely excited to get that. I'm hoping it'll be, like, somewhat similar to the, I think it was the 2019 or 2018 Anakin's Jedi Starfighter. Because I have that one. And, you know, I want to make, or I want to, like, it would be nice if, you know, they can, like, be put side by side and look, like, somewhat similar. The one thing is probably the little spot where the droid is will be different. Because in the one I have, it's, like, in front of the cockpit. That's where R2 goes. But I'm guessing that they'll put it on the side, you know, this time in the Obi-Wan's Starfighter. They also did that in the, because there's the difference between the Starfighter and the Interceptor, because they're on the side on the Interceptors, but I can't remember if they're in the front or on the side on the Starfighters. So anyway, we'll have to see that, but I can't remember. But anyway, so that's pretty cool. Definitely excited for that. A little disappointed that it won't have a hyperdrive, but, you know, I don't mind because it's just cool. I can just go back and get the 2017 one if I really want the hyperdrive. So, yeah. Alright, then next we will probably be getting, or we will be getting, sorry. So set 75334, this will have 408 pieces and 4 minifigures. This is an Obi-Wan versus Darth Vader thing from kind of like with the it's from the Kenobi show, and so it's, so basically it's kind of like a diorama ish scene, not like the new ones we've been getting, but, you know, just kind of like some type of like a larger base for them to battle on. It's probably going to be like Mustafar or some other like fiery planet, because the ground is like a reddish color. So it's pretty cool. It comes with them. The minifigures it comes with are, let's see, there's Obi-Wan with a printed cloak and a new hairpiece, which is cool. We're gonna get Darth Vader and, 2 other minifigures that are, I think, from the show. There's an Imperial officer and, some sort of, droid. I'm not gonna try to pronounce the names because I probably wrote them down wrong, and then I'm gonna probably pronounce them wrong as well, so I'll mangle them all up. Anyway, so we're getting those minifigures. It's also gonna have, like, some side builds. So we're gonna have, like, a little yellow pallet truck and, like, a brown, like a smelting furnace. So that's gonna be pretty cool. And yeah, I'm pretty excited. I hope it'll fit in right next to my Darth Vader's castle. That would be cool if you could, like, interlock them or something like that. Or just have them, you know, near and make them look normal. So that's pretty cool. Next, we have set 75335 for $100. This will have 1,062 pieces. And this is the UCS BD-1. And this is from Jedi Fallen Order. Not much to say about here. I guess it's, you know, it's a UCS set, so, and it's like the, you know, it's like the buildable figures type thing, so I'm not too interested in it. It is posable, and it has a similar, like, plaque that they have with the specifications and stuff like that, and then I think it also comes with the BD-1 minifigure, you know, the printed piece that we got. Alright, next we have set 75336, which will be $100. It'll have 924 pieces. And this is the Inquisitor Scythe Transport, also from the Kenobi show. And this is definitely a cool one as well. If you look, I think the one thing is, you know, just in the trailer for the Kenobi show, I wasn't a big fan of that ship. I mean, I don't know, it just seems a little flat, you know? It just looks kind of weird and kind of chunky almost, but I don't mind that much because it's probably going to be like one of the last ones on my list to get, especially this one coming up that we're going to talk about in a second. But anyway, it's going to have 4 minifigures, so there's going to be an Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then there's going to be 3 Inquisitors. So there's going to be the Grand Inquisitor, the Third Sister, and the Fifth Brother. which is pretty cool. And yeah, I guess, yeah, not much more to talk about there. And yeah. Alright, definitely my favorite one from the Wave, set 75337 for $140, 1,082 pieces, 8 minifigures, the ATTE. Finally, we haven't gotten an ATTE since 2013. I'm so glad that they brought it back. And the minifigures, I think there's 8. We're getting a Phase 2 Cody. Yay! Yay, yay, yay. I'm so happy about this. It's been way too long since we have had a Cody. We've never had a Phase 2 Cody as far as I remember. It was only a Phase 1. But we've literally never had a Phase 2 Cody. Like, we've had a Phase 2 Captain Rex before. It's just really expensive. But, like, we've literally, like, point blank, never had a Phase 2 Cody. So that's awesome. First time they've ever done that minifigure. Unless I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure that is. So it's gonna be very highly detailed, with leg and feet printing, as well as on the hips, which is cool, not just, like, the weird white, just the white hip piece, which would kinda look weird. Then it's also gonna have a matching orange visor, which, they're making a new helmet, a new Phase 2 helmet, with, like, an accessory slot, and I'm guessing it's not much different. I'm guessing they're just, you know, have a little slot, like, right above where that, you know, like, that little circle is right above their, right above, like, their visor. So that's gonna be pretty cool, and very happy that they're doing that, because it was really annoying, because we've never had a Phase 2 clone that could have accessories, which is really annoying, just because, I don't know, you know, you can't add them, which they just make them look so much better. So that's awesome. We're also going to be getting a Phase 2 clone gunner, kind of like the one from the Republic fighter tank, that, you know, the old one, but it's going to be, you know, with the new Phase 2 helmet. Honestly, I kind of like the old Phase 2 helmets, you know, the ones that were just a little bit wider on the visor, wider, like, WID, not whiter, but wider, and I don't know, they just had a different look. You know, kind of like more from Revenge of the Sith style. But yeah, I'll probably get both. That'll be pretty cool to, you know, compare them and just see how it's changed. We're also going to get 2/12th troopers. Yay, that's also a great thing. And we're going to get 3 battle droids and a dwarf spider droid. And I think this is a really good selection of minifigures. Like Eminari Productions was saying in his video, a lot of, like, clone trooper sets that LEGO's made, they barely even have any clone troopers in them. Like, you know, like, the Republic fighter tank, the old one, had 1 clone, 1 Jedi, and 2 battle droids, which doesn't make sense, because it's a Republic fighter tank, not an AAT, which, that makes sense, because AAT is probably about battle droids. But still, yeah, and then, like, in the old ATTE we got, there was only 1 clone, and then, like, two Jedi, and then 2 battle droids, but there's just not enough clones, so they're definitely changing that this year, like we saw with the 501st battle pack first, and then we got the Republic fighter tank, so they're really stepping up their game with the clone troopers. I think they're finally realizing, way too late, of course, that, like, they should have, noticed this before, but finally, they're noticing that people like clone troopers, and, you know, I think they just didn't know that before, which is kind of funny, but, you know, I think they're finally realizing that, and, so I'm very happy that they're actually doing that now, and so the seller said it's gonna be kind of similar to 2013 design in size and in the design of the whole build, which is pretty cool. I guess I can't really talk about anything else because there's no pictures of the actual sets. But definitely, this is my most wanted list on, or my most wanted set on the whole list. And yeah, I'm really happy about that. And hopefully, I can get, like, because I don't have any of the clone trooper command stations yet, because, you know, they're just out of stock everywhere, and, like, you can't get them. Like, they're super hard to find. So, probably, like, I'm hoping that by the, you know, like, when I get some, like, I can, like, fill out all the, you know, all the ATTE. Or I might also just be able to use my 501st clones that I already have. That would probably be a little better, just since, you know, the minifigures in this set are phase 2. And, you know, the ones from the Clone Command Station are phase 1. So, yeah, that'll be pretty awesome. And, yeah, alright, cool. So, that's that set. Alright, so, last set that we have, you know, like, confirmed is set 75338. This will be for $70. Three minifigures. This will be from apparently the autocorrect on my phone says Cassius Andor Show, but yeah, this is gonna be from Cassian Andor Show, and yeah, so this is gonna have, I think it's called, what the seller says is Andor Starships and Speeder Bike, so there's not, it's probably not gonna be a U-Wing, but I guess it's all gray with yellow stickers, and then it also comes with a tan speeder bike, and then it has, Cassian Andor, and a, like a blue, kind of like, Bespin Guard style minifigure, and then some minifigure with a beige coat. I haven't even seen the trailer, if there is one, so I wouldn't know who they are, but yeah, since I don't think the show has come out either, so we really don't know who they are. But yeah, pretty cool there, and, it's pretty cool that it comes with a, a speeder bike, just cause speeder bikes are pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know, they're nice to have, you know, like, speeders are just, like, the easiest thing to collect. Like, I have the 501st Bark Speeder, I have the Bark Speeder from the Bad Batch Shuttle, I got 2 Mandalorian speeders, I have the green speeder from the Bad Batch Shuttle, and then I think I have, like, a really old, like, you know, old design of a Endor speeder, from, like, a Republic gunship. I just rebuilt it because I had the pieces, for the speeder, not the Republic gunship, but yeah, they're just, it's fun to collect those, you know, they're just, you know, versus, just because they're so small, and it's just nice to have, like, a bunch of small vehicles. Alright, cool, so those are those, and, I haven't been keeping up with M&R a lot, like, I haven't been watching all of his videos. I did watch that one video, or two of them, actually, but I didn't catch these ones, because in that video, he didn't talk about, the Brickheads, or the $530 UCS, thing, or the Advent calendar, so I'm not sure about these ones, if they're confirmed or what, but, I'll just go through them. So, there's probably gonna be an Obi-Wan versus Darth Vader Brickhead set for $20, yeah, I guess nothing really to talk about here. Like I said a few months ago with the Ahsoka Tano minifigure, I'm not a big fan of the Brickheads. You know, I might get them for pieces, but otherwise I'm not going to get them. Anyway, so there's that. So then there's also set 75331 for $530. This is possibly going to be a UCS Razor Crest. Probably not Endor or Geonosis, which was, which would have been cool. Honestly, yeah, like I said, I wouldn't really want a Geonosis arena. I mean, it would be cool, because you would get, like, a bunch of clones and a bunch of battle droids, and possibly those animals that we had seen in the arena, but otherwise, I wouldn't really care about it, because, you know, you just get the dirt and then the stadiums, but it wouldn't really be that interesting. I was definitely hoping on the Endor idea, because Endor is just such a cool planet. You know, it just looks awesome, and you'd get a bunch of Ewoks, Scout Troopers, Stormtroopers, which I definitely need more Stormtroopers, just because I only have 3 from the Imperial Armored Marauder. But yeah, that would be really cool to get. Plus, you'd probably get, you know, like, some of the, you know, the the out. Sheesh, that's loud. Anyway, which is, I'm guessing that you'd probably also get, you know, like the minifigures that were on Endor, you know, like the kind of camouflaged, you know, Leia, Luke, and Han, and, you know, some of those other rebel troopers, which would have been cool, but I don't think we're getting that. But anyway, maybe for another year, that would be awesome. And then lastly, we have set 75340, which is the $45 advent calendar. This will be 329 pieces. Not much known about this except for that, you know, it has C-3PO and R2-D2 and a Hoth Luke. So it's probably just going to be another original trilogy advent calendar. Nothing special there. But I definitely want to get that because last year, you know, because I don't usually get it just, like, for the holiday season. Just because I don't really like to do, I don't really care about that kind of stuff. I usually just, like, would open all the boxes and just get the minifigures all out. The one thing, though, is I wanted to get the one last year, but I was assuming that, you know, they would have them after, you know, well, it was the 2021 advent calendar, so I was hoping, I was guessing that they would have them in 2022, but then they were out of stock, and they've still been out of stock since then, because, you know, they wouldn't make more, because, you know, that year's passed, just like they wouldn't make old calendars, so... Yeah, so I missed that. I'll probably have to go on Bricklink and get it, but I'm kind of sad that I missed that, because I had some good minifigures. It had a Stormtrooper and a Scout Trooper and, you know, the Mandalorian and the Baby Yoda with, you know, their cool outfits. But yeah, so a little disappointing there. Not disappointing for a Lego, but, you know, I'm definitely going to get the Advent Calendar this year while I still can. Depending on what the minifigures are, if it's not a very good advent calendar, then I guess I won't get it, but yeah, so that's pretty cool, and I think that is it for today, actually. Let's see, I thought it would be fun to have another, you know, I used to do the set of the day, that was kind of fun, but, I guess we're gonna bring that back for a little bit, just because I want to do this podcast for a little longer. Having fun. Alright, so let's look at the... So this is a Lego Batman set. This is... I think it's from 2020... I think it's from 2022, or it might have been from last year. But this is the Batmobile, the Penguin Chase. This is $30. And definitely a cool set. It has 392 pieces, and it's set 76181. So it looks pretty cool. And, the one thing I like about this set is, you know, obviously the Batmobile looks really cool. You know, it's just a regular little car. But, you know, in the back it has, like, these really cool, like, motor, like, engine type things. It's like an engine. Yeah, it's basically in, like, an engine piece. And, yeah, it has some cool printed pieces on it. The one thing I wasn't loving is in, you know, in the set pictures... Like, obviously, I wouldn't think that it had lights, but, you know, because it, but in the set, like, you know, it's a car, so it looks like it has backup lights and, you know, like, front headlights, which it doesn't, so, not necessarily false advertising, but, you know, if you weren't smart enough to know that they couldn't fit, like, light pieces in there, you may not know, and hope, and then you might think there was lights in it. Anyway, I'm pretty sure there are no lights in it, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. The one cool thing, another cool thing about this set is it comes with, you know, those, like, those poly bags that you get in sets, like, kind of, like, similar to in the Mandalorian battle pack. It had, like, the little bag with, like, the rangefinders and the visors. But similar to that, except it has, like, these power energy burst things that are from, like, Marvel and DC. So that's pretty cool. I don't actually have any of those. I'm hoping to get this set, you know, for the both for the Batman and for the Power Blast and the vehicle. But yeah, the Power Blasts look really nice when you're making a Star Wars stop motion as, like, you know, gun blasts, or even lightsabers sometimes. Maybe not always, but, you know, like when they crash, like, it can be like, I don't know, like, if Kylo Ren, you know, because Kylo Ren's lightsaber is unstable, so, like, if you, like, replaced his lightsaber on one frame with, like, a red power blast, then it would look like it was, like, bouncing or something like that. That'd be kind of cool. Anyway, it also comes with the spring-loaded shooters in the middle. I think, two of them, which is pretty cool. You can push those down and they'll come out of the front of the car. And there's a bunch of places for all these power blasts. There's two, slots coming out of the motor, you know, as, like, fire coming out of the motor. There's two in the back as well, and then there's two on the sides that are kind of just, like, I don't know, fire coming from behind the wheels. Maybe, like, a muffler or something like that. So that's pretty cool as well. And then the minifigures are the Penguin, obviously, and Batman. Pretty cool. I like the Batman minifigure. It's pretty detailed. And yeah, I think it looks pretty nice. Has the Batarang. And then I think it also comes with the headpiece for Batman. Either that or that might be for the Penguin. But yeah, like just the regular headpiece so you can like take off his head and like make him look normal. that's pretty cool. And then the Penguin minifigure comes with, I think that's the stud shooter, which, you know, it's a stud shooter, and I don't want to talk about it. We don't talk about stud shooters. Anyway, and then he comes with that, and I think it's also, I can't tell what that is, it's like a flamethrower or something like that. It comes with something else, though. It's some other little tool, something like that, but it looks pretty cool. And yeah, the Penguin minifigure looks nice. And yeah, it has like the purple suit, and then, or there's a purple suit, and then there's like the black jacket over it, which looks nice. That reminds me, lately I've been trying to find good looking, like, you know, just like the kind of like the more flesh toned like heads. Just for, you know, just for, like, making, like, varied, like, stormtrooper heads. Because they're, I've noticed very recently they've started to, you know, vary the heads and, like, give you different heads, which is pretty nice. Which, yeah, just because before you just, you know, like, have, like, all of them were the same. And because stormtroopers aren't clones. They're, like, different people that just happen to get, you know, hired by the Empire. But they do have different faces, so I'm glad that they're starting to do, you know, different faces. Kind of like in the AT-AT. I'm not sure. I think it's the playset. But, you know, like, both of the snowtroopers and the AT-AT pilots, they all have different faces, which is pretty cool. But, yeah, definitely glad they're doing that. But, yeah, I guess that's all for today. Hopefully I'll be coming back sometime again soon, probably like next week or so, to talk about the new Minecraft sets. So like the only two topics I ever talk about on this podcast are Minecraft and Star Wars. But yeah, I'm really not into the, you know, the Lego City sets anymore. I mean, it's fun to have them, but I honestly haven't gotten a Lego City set in like 3 years, 2 years, something like that. But yeah, anyway. So yeah. Oh yeah, there's a few other things I wanted to talk about. Alright, once again, let me grab this thing. Alright, so I got my order from Lego. So it had, you know, the one with the AT-AT versus Tauntaun Microfighter and the second, AAT. So I already had an AAT before. I guess I don't really have to review that. Most of you know what that is. One thing that I did change on both of them, because, you know, I have two now, is, you know, it's good to shorten the cannon part, just because it is too long, and it looks kind of funny, so, yeah, so I like to shorten it. I just, that first part that has the two, I don't know technic terms, but the first section of it has two of the cylinders. So what I do is I get a shorter axle piece and then just put one cylinder on it, and it looks a lot better. Which is kind of funny that Lego didn't do that, because, you know, it's obviously too long. Like, the set is too long compared to, like, the real thing, which is kind of funny. I'm not sure if it's maybe just, like, so you can, like, you know, maybe it's longer and then, like, there's like a, you know what, I'm just gonna say that that's something you can change, just because I can't think of what to say. Anyway, but yeah, it's awesome set, of course. I got a second 332nd trooper, I got another Ahsoka, and of course some more, of the battle droids, the, kind of the camo ones, or whatever you call them, which is pretty cool. And so those are pretty cool. And then there are also, I'd also like to talk about the AT-AT versus Tauntaun Microfighter, just because I didn't talk about it a lot last time, when I, you know, said I was going to get it. So here in front of me, so yeah, there's the two builds. I don't think I've actually ever gotten, I might have gotten a Microfighter before, but I've never gotten, like, one of the dual packs, but it's kind of cool that there's, like, two building instructions, you know, so you could, like, build it with a friend or something like that, which is awesome, just so you could, you know, not hog the manual, and then they can't figure out how to build it. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, of course the Tauntaun is pretty cute, with the little black eye, it's a printed piece for the eye, and that looks pretty cool. There's also these really nice, like, they're like horn pieces on the side of its head. There's little ears sticking up, and there's also this cool, it's like a harness piece that's been used over the years as a Tauntaun harness, but that's pretty cool as well. Also, I get white macro binoculars and two stud shooters. Not like I wanted those, but I guess it's fine to have them. There's also, I think there's a little backpack on the back of the Tauntaun, which is cool. Or that might just be part of it, or I can't tell. But anyway, there's like a, I think it's like a pack on the back of it or something like that. But that's pretty cool. Yeah, there's Luke with his blue lightsaber, and he has a stud shooter. Real nice-looking Hoth Luke minifigure. Just has, you know, like, the balaclava head, and then the, you know, the cool helmet with the goggles. Nice printing on the body as well. And then, yeah, there's also the AT-AT driver with a stud shooter. Yeah, and he can't move his head very well. Oh, yeah, the one thing I was trying to figure out is, you know, there's, like, the two indentations that almost look like a accessory slot for the AT-AT driver, but they're way too far apart, and I couldn't fit the visor on it, and I was trying to figure out what those were for. So if any of you know what that is for, then just leave me a voice message. The link is in the description. But if any of you have any idea what that might be for, just, yeah, give me a voice message. Yeah, but I can't figure out what that's for, which is funny. But yeah, there's that, and then he's sitting in the AT-AT, which is just the microfighter. Has a nice printed piece in the front, but otherwise, I'll probably just, yeah, scrap it or something like that. Nice pieces, though. It has, like, some nice, like, the coffee machine pieces, I guess, are used as, you know, the blasters. And then there's also the, the radar dish pieces as well. And for the feet, which looks nice. And then they have the swiveling Technic piece. And yeah, looks pretty nice, you know, good for a microfighter. But yeah. Oh yeah, there's also a gray macro binoculars for the, AT-AT driver. So yeah, it's pretty cool. And yes, yeah, and I guess that is it for today. Thank you everyone for listening to this episode. I'll hopefully be back to talk about Minecraft, like I said. And, yeah, thanks for listening. Don't forget to like and subscribe. No, wait. I'm always getting confused just because, you know, I have a YouTube channel, but then I'm also doing a podcast, so, leave a review, please, that would be very helpful, and subscribe for more episodes. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye, everybody. Oh, yeah. Also, before I go, Cassius is a type of tree.